WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Tragedy at a South Jersey Harvest Festival. A 10-year-old girl dead, thrown from an amusement ride. This happened at Deerfield Township, Cumberland County. The ride, part of a traveling amusement troupe. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with what we know about it this morning. Patrick?
Eric, the ride appears to go by the name Extreme, what is called a super sizzler ride by the manufacturer Wisdom. Rides at the 41st Deerfield Township Harvest Festival at the Rosenhain Fairgrounds were presented by Skelly Amusements of Williamstown, which does not list Extreme on its website. That company saying on Facebook they do not have it in their hearts to operate the rides, even though they've passed state inspection, and they are absolutely heartbroken. The girl has not been identified by name. All we know right now is she was ejected from the ride. A parade was canceled yesterday, but the rest of the festival continued. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A Morris County teacher is charged with the sexual assault of a 3-year-old. Prosecutors say a co-worker saw 35-year-old Thomas Meyer making sexual contact with the child at a Head Start preschool program in Morris County. He remains jailed pending a court appearance. According to his personal Facebook page, Meyer has worked as a lifeguard and swim instructor at the Morristown YMCA, as well as a preschool teacher in Rockaway. New Jersey's annual bear hunt is getting underway this morning. Very few people are happy about its rules. Sportsmen's miffed its ban from state land. Hunting opponents are disappointed that it's happening at all.
Jeff Tittle of the Sierra Club says there has been an 80% reduction in the number of complaints about nuisance bears since 2010, when hunts became an annual occurrence. He says that had been the justification for even having the hunt.
We don't believe the hunt is necessary or needed, that the bear population has been steadily declining to the point where we don't believe that the hunt is sustainable.
As of Friday, around 7,600 of the 11,000 black bear hunting permits were still available. That's less than half the number of permits that had been sold in some prior years. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This is Columbus Day, a state and federal holiday. It means all state offices, including motor vehicles, are closed today. Federal offices are closed. Post offices, no regular mail delivery. Other carriers like FedEx and UPS are operating. New Jersey Transit and SEPTA trains are operating on a regular schedule, but Bob mentioned there have been a lot of cancellations due to availability this morning. Stocks will trade in New York today. The clock is ticking on a financial life raft for Jersey homeowners, renters, and businesses that experienced damage in the wake of severe weather and flooding earlier this year.
Applications for low-interest disaster loan assistance from the U.S. Small Business Administration must be filed by October 21st. In connection with heavy rains on June 19th and 20th that caused Governor Murphy to declare a state of emergency for Burlington, Camden, and Gloucester counties.
These loans are meant to be made affordable so people can recover from the damages that they incurred.
The eligibility also includes the adjacent counties of Atlantic, Cumberland, Mercer, Monmouth, Ocean, and Salem. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Federal safety inspectors still trying to figure out how a fatal accident happened at a construction site in Middlesex County. A worker was electrocuted to death as he worked on a scaffolding. Three others injured, one critically. The men all working on a siding project at a new townhouse complex in Woodbridge. NJ.com reports the company they work for, Carework Construction, have been fined for safety violations in 2017.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.